This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right. As you know, when the show ends today at 9 o'clock, Camp Zioli will begin, and I will become camp counselor and not talk show host anymore, at least until Monday. So right now I've talked about my above ground WT pool. Water safety is a big issue to me, and it's near and dear to my heart. A wonderful organization that I have the honor of working with called the Zach Foundation, named after Zachary Archer Cohen, who passed away. And I want to welcome to the program the co-founder of the Zach Foundation, Karen Cohen. Karen, good morning, and congratulations, by the way, on that excellent op-ed you wrote for the Washington Post.
Yes. Good morning, Rich. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for acknowledging the Washington Post piece.
Well,
we are so excited.
It's really important. I mean, you say, you know, in this pandemic, water safety matters more and more, because I'm not the only person that ran out and bought a pool. I mean, everybody's doing it. There's a sign at my local pool store. It says, we're all sold out of above ground pools because pools are not opening. Community pools are not opening. Country clubs are not opening. And I think a lot of parents are wondering, you know, what's the first thing they have to do to make sure the kids are okay and safe?
Right. I know, Rich, now that we are all working from home and we're more distracted than ever because we are multitasking, we have more responsibilities with taking care of our children and taking care of our homes. And we always say with our children that when drownings happen, it's not because it's a lack of supervision. It's a lapse in supervision. So the first thing is we always want to make sure that we supervise our children. And, you know, for those few moments where maybe we look away, our children can disappear in a moment's notice. So when we purchase these backyard pools, we want to make sure, number one, that if they're a smaller pool that can be emptied out and turned over after we're done using it, we have to make sure that we do that. If there's buckets, you know, small younger children are top heavy and they can fall into them and not get out. So we want to make sure that buckets are emptied and also turned over. And then if you do have a larger pool like your large WT pool, as you called it, you want to make sure that there's a four-sided fence around it. And especially, you know, if you have a home that has an in-ground pool, you want to make sure that there's four-sided fencing. You want to make sure that in any of these pools, that if there are any toys that are left in them, they should be removed because children are attracted to them. And then talk to your kids, you know, just like you tell them not to touch a hot stove or not to cross the street without holding your hand. You want to just tell them, do not go near the water without me.
And yeah, that's good advice. Don't go to the water without me, because that's when the trouble starts, right? I mean, if they think it's okay to do it, then, you know, kids are tempted.
Right. They are. They are. They're drawn to the water. It's fun. It's a fun activity. And, you know, that's one of the things that we want to make sure that, you know, families develop a healthy respect for the water. But we don't want, you know, we don't want people to be afraid, but we want it to be a fun activity. But there should be a healthy respect, and there should be an awareness on how to be safe around water.
And lifeguards too. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, I see parents at pools or on the beach or something like that, and they're not really paying attention to the kids. They're kind of relying on the lifeguards. Probably not a good idea, right?
Absolutely not. Yeah. So you want to make sure that if you are going to a pool, that you are the first line of defense with your children. And a lifeguard is there just to be a backup. you want to make sure that the lifeguard, the other thing that a lot of people are talking about now is even, I guess, people are expecting lifeguards to also sanitize your families. And so we want to make sure that, you know, when you go to an open pool now, that you also bring the proper equipment for yourself, you know, whether you're bringing your wipes or, you know, you're bringing your Purell with you. Make sure that you're sanitizing the area and not relying on lifeguards, because you want the lifeguards to actually be watching you, in watching your children and your families in the water.
Yeah, I don't want the lifeguards to be the social distancing police. I want them to actually just keep an eye on the kids, you know. Karen Cohen joins me. She is the co-founder of the Zach Foundation, named after her son, Zachary Archer Cohen. Her piece in the Washington Post, kids' water safety is even more urgent with the pandemic. There's been some high-profile drownings lately. I know there was a television actress on a show named called Glee who died in an accident. She was boating with her son. What happened there?
Yes, Naya Rivera, that is a very tragic and sad situation. So she was boating with her young son, and apparently what happened was they went for an afternoon swim, and she made sure that her son had his life jacket on, but apparently she wasn't wearing hers. And in the afternoons, in the lake that she was in, apparently that the winds pick up and her boat was drifting away, and it seemed like she must have gotten exhausted trying to get them both back to the boat. And had she had her life jacket on, she most likely would have survived. And so it's just, this is a very sad moment, but it's also a very teachable moment where especially if you're the only adult with a child, you definitely need to also protect yourself. Obviously, what would have been better is if she had another adult with her. But if that's not possible, then try to take extra precautions to also protect yourself. And of course, as adults, we don't think about it. We think that, you know, what could happen? You know, I'm a good swimmer. I'll be fine. But unfortunately, these accidents happen.
Karen, I mean, I got my boating license recently, so I'm now a captain. I'm a certified captain, and you know, which is very cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Captain Rich.
Yes, Captain Rich in the Zeoli Navy. But the truth is, when I go boating, I never think about wearing a life jacket. It's just not something that crosses my mind. But after that story, I keep thinking to myself, I don't know, am I making the wrong call here?
Right. And what if you get into an accident and you're thrown from the boat? You know, it's just the safer option.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know, to have your life jacket on.
I mean, I take the boat across the ocean. It's transatlantic. No, I mean, it doesn't even have to be that big of a water. I mean, this was a lake where this actress was in with her son, right?
Yes. Yeah. And there was, you know, it was cold water. There was very little visibility in the lake. And so, you know, and I think there was also a lot of debris underneath the water. So it's just safest to always have your life jacket on. And, you know, we always teach, like, never go swimming alone. But, you know, we always have to be thinking about safety when you're around water.
My daughter Reagan turned 3 months old yesterday. My executive producer Greg Stocker just had a son, Dylan, a couple weeks ago. I remember you telling me something
exciting.
Once, Karen Cohen. It's a very fertile show. It really
yes.
is. It's very, you know. And Bill's got a puppy, so that's the gateway to, you know, to getting a kid. So I remember you telling
child.
Me once that you really, with babies and bathtubs, you got to be super careful. And really, kind of the thinking is start teaching kids water safety. I mean, really, when they're born at the hospital, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So as soon as you have a baby and now you realize there are so many things that you need to be worrying about, water safety needs to be, you know, one of the top on your list for keeping your children safe. A young child can drown in less than 2 inches of water. And so even as you bring your baby home and you're bathing them, you have to be thinking about supervision, you know, constantly. supervision, making sure you don't leave your child alone in the bathtub. And, you know, they have very weak motor skills at that point. They can't lift their heads up. You know, you have to make sure that you're protecting your children, and then you have to keep thinking about it as they get older. You know, the drowning statistics are that if your child is between the ages of 1 and 4, that's the highest risk. You know, it's the where children drown, it's the, you know, number one unintentional cause of death for children.
Drowning is the number the number one cause, huh? That's amazing.
And then under the age of 14, it's the second leading cause of unintentional death. So we constantly have to be thinking about water safety.
Karen Cohen, thanks so much for making the time today in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.